Prepare for unforeseen consequences.
What did you say?
Hey, hey! It's Talk Radar time.
Wow.
I had to play it one more time because we're officially retiring the Navi buttons.
Oh, good.
Right? Everybody happy? No more Napster? No more Napster?
No
Hi,
more
everybody.
Napster.
Welcome to Is There a Special Holiday This Week That I'm Unaware Of?
No. It's mm-hmm. August. It's August week.
It's August. It's Eskimo week at Games
it's
Radar.
It's August day.
August day.
All month here at Games Radar.
So this would be Talk Radar number 13.
Talk Radar number 13.
The least informative but most entertaining podcast, I think, on the iTunes, on the waves.
And of course, because you guys are gonna break them up. Fucking walls if I don't say it. Who do we have in this stupid room?
We have stupid Michael Raparez, the stupid PlayStation editor.
We've got Brett stupid editor.
I was going to say the fucky Brett Elston.
No, that's all right. Funky, that was a good... I heard you funky, it's right, it's true.
Stupid Tyler Wilde.
Stupid Tyler Wilde is in the house, and I'm not going to bother introducing myself.
Whatever, Chris Antista, associate editor.
Not listening. Okay, what are we doing this week?
Well, this
top
week,
seven.
Whoa,
top seven.
Top seven games that
seven.
Affect.
Top seven.
I will kill
top
everyone.
Seven. It's like the top three and four things put together makes
seven. All right, top seven games that affect real life, and by that we mean games that after you play them a long time. Well, you got to get rid of that sound.
For this one?
Yep. That's the same sound effect, I gotta
okay,
say.
Okay, how about this one?
How many could you have?
I have three.
Oh.
But I could easily get you more.
No, that's good. Anyway,
all right,
top, seven, games,
top seven.
Games that affect real life. I guess... God damn it! Cut your fingers off.
Dude, you just had to intro your shit.
Alright, games that after you play them a long time, they just stick with you some way or another. Either they get in your brain and you can't get them out of your head, you go to sleep still thinking about them, or that crap like with Tetris, which is in the list at number one, where you close your eyes and you literally see the pieces falling in your head. Or in Chris's case, Dr. Mario hallucinations.
Yeah, very real. Very real.
Number seven on the list was the Tony Hawk series. I think anyone who played Tony Hawk anything except the shitty ones, which is everything past four.
Ooh, you downhill jam fans.
There'll be some argument there, I'm sure. But just after you spend so much time grinding and planting and ollie kickflip bullshit off of everything in the game, I couldn't walk down any street, anything, anywhere, and just picture everything as one big combo. Or how would I unlock the garage door to open? I would have to grind across the roof or something like that.
It made the most mundane architecture feel like something you could interact with.
Yeah.
I could trick flip off of this zibbity pow guitar whale.
Woo!
Yeah, despite never skateboarding ever, after playing a lot of Tony Hawk, I found myself getting pissed off when I'd see a concrete edge that had those little metal things on it to keep people from skateboarding. How dare they try to keep me down, fucking man.
I'm going to do a hand plant.
That's when you hop off, get in a manual, and carry the manual somewhere else.
Yes.
And then
I take the manual two blocks to the next line.
To the next line. And then revert.
I think I'm speaking for millions when I say that the biggest effect Tony Hawk had was that it convinced millions of us that we could actually skateboard and do all these life-threatening things. And
holy shit.
It seemed so
couldn't.
Easy.
Yeah.
Take a look at myself. Holy shit, I'm fat. I can't do this.
I get exhausted after pushing down the aisle.
Oh, yes. Man, it's almost too much effort to eat a cheeseburger. How the hell am I going to do this?
All right, so that's a game that does what the article said it should.
Who knows how to sell?
Wait for your job.
Yeah. I'm bored. Number six is The Sims, which I can't identify with. I can't identify with at all, but our Xbox maniac, Charlie Barrett, you should see the tattoos, loves The Sims. Loves him. And here's his quote, if you didn't read the article on Games Radar. His personal anecdote from The Sims, which is what inspired me to actually include it in the article, was because he convinced me that this should be in here. Because he says, after playing The Sims for so many years, the green status bars that appear above everything, like the people, I think, the green status bars have become real. When I feel a little down, I'll wonder which one of my needs a boost. I randomly phoned a friend to increase my social rank. I cleaned my apartment only because I worried my environment bar was approaching red. And that sounds crazy.
Asshole, Charlie Barrett. Somebody get some help.
Somebody get
you
that.
You mean the little green diamond?
No, that's just an icon to select. It has a name, too.
I know it has a name. I hate that. I fucking hate that game. I started it up. I hated playing it, but I was going to see it out, and I had to keep playing for 4 hours. There's no way to stop the fucking game.
Yeah.
It doesn't quit. It's like,
that's a problem with you.
Shut up. It's like, they're like sea monkeys that can shit. The Sims is the first time.
No, they're like sea monkeys that love to shit.
All
of their activities are centered around eating or shitting. It's seriously like 15 hours out of every day is spent eating and shitting. 1 hour is spent going to work.
If you took a moment, Chris, to increase your social, you wouldn't have problems quitting games.
And then somehow 12 hours are spent sleeping.
Not interested. There are actual games to play where I can do things. Why would I simulate all the stuff I hate about real life?
What about Animal Crossing? Have you ever played that game?
Number five
The same issue.
I know. Hang on, Slick. Number five is Animal Crossing.
Slick McWilly?
Slick McTeaster.
Wait there just 1 minute, Buster Brown.
Sir, this is an outrage.
No one talks to the kid like that.
any other accents we can bust out?
Dick Tracy, actually.
Your Lombardi voice.
Oh, my God. Fuck, I want to use that. I should dig up a news story about... Hello.
If a ham could sweat, it would sound like this.
Hello, number five is Animal Crossing.
Number five is
Animal Crossing.
Number five, Animal Crossing. Which
we're all drinking. Can I point that out? Everybody,
we are all drinking.
Had a
we're
drink.
Not drunk.
Mm-hmm. No,
haven't even drank a lot. So,
no, this won't happen every week. This is just an experiment, and we like to drink.
Number five is goddamn Animal Crossing, which is the only game you'll be playing for Wii this year. which is not true, as I'll point out later. It does a lot of the same stuff The Sims does. You just get obsessed with cleaning a town and talking to your friends and writing letters and shit. But that's not why I put it in here. I put it in here because of the game's internal clock. How many times do you use that sound effect against...
Almost every time you admit to playing Animal Crossing.
Against me specifically.
It's every podcast.
Forgive me for liking Pokemon and Animal Crossing.
I can't.
No.
I tried.
Anyway, Animal Crossing has this really cool internal clock, see? And that's what you have to sync yourself up with the clock. Like, as my anecdote points out, like, I was in college, in a class, supposed to be taking notes, and I realized, oh, fuck, shit.
Oh, the clock is just a set clock. There's no time zones.
You set the clock.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, you can cheat and just forward, backward, and fuck with it, but I mean, most people don't. They just play because they want it. The actual experience of the game is, when it's 5 o'clock to you, it's 5 o'clock in the game. When it's 7:30, blah, 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 blah. I stood up, walked out of my college class, like mumbled something that I gotta go, and left, and went back, and just talked to the mayor and got a little trophy that says I was there. Like, that's it. But like, my friends and I that were playing it got so into it, we would talk about it literally as if it were real life.
Ooh, did you see the raccoon? Yeah.
No, that's dumb. This is serious. There's a museum in the game where you dig up fossils and you submit the fossils. And if they're dinosaur bones and they put them up, we kept talking, a bunch of us kept talking about the game, like, oh yeah, so I dug up these fossils in the backyard, and I sent them off to get them checked by a museum, and one of my friends jumps in who doesn't play the game at all, and he's like, wait, you did what? He's like, oh, I dug up a T-Rex skull, and it's going to be put in this museum, but I got to get it checked out by Blathers first, and he's like...
You're going to have to move this faster, go.
And he's like, hang on. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I was like, oh, Animal Crossing. God damn it, stop talking about that game. And we kept discussing it as if it were real. Okay, next, because you guys hate Animal Crossing.
So you know, I did buy that game with the intention of loving it.
I don't care.
And so you also know...
I ducked out of the first hour, the ombudsman raccoon made me pull beets or some shit like that.
I was always that one friend who didn't play the game everyone else was playing and got pissed at them for talking about it and confusing the shit out of me.
So cool.
I was your friend.
Tyler.
Number four, GTA 4. Michael, tell us about it.
Ooh.
What about it?
God, pay attention.
Somebody take his internet away.
How it affected your life when you were reviewing it?
How did it affect my life? Well, I, like every other reviewer of the game, was put up at a hotel in San Francisco. Well, not like every other, but that's beside the point.
The ones that mattered.
Better than every
other.
The
ones that mattered. Well, others were put up at a hotel in New York, is what I'm saying. But every time that I would leave that hotel, which where I was for like a week with nothing else to do, that's all I did from like when I woke up to when I went to bed, is play that fucking game. And when I left, it was like an extension of the game. I mean, because the area I was in, it's like lots of tall buildings, lots of people everywhere, lots of tourists. It looked kind of like Liberty City. It was very busy. But that game just went a long way in sort of blurring the lines between fantasy and reality, albeit not in a way that convinced me that I could go out and commit crimes and absorb bullets and be invincible.
Right, because I want to do that feature of the NPCs in Grand Theft Auto IV's Liberty City and my street, because they nailed crazy homeless men.
The NPCs on your street?
And the NPCs, the non-playable characters I encounter every day. Look, man, there's a Snickers bar! Look at it! There's a Snickers bar!
I will start a civil war!
And it doesn't matter if I'm paying attention or not, he's still going to make voices.
I had a problem, like, after playing it for like 3 days in a row, Carolyn and I walked out to go get lunch or something, and every motorcycle I saw parked on the street, and this really only affects you if you live in a city, every motorcycle I saw, because all I ride in GTA is motorcycles, I couldn't help but like, oh, I start walking towards it, and then be like, whoa, hang on, I can't do that. And I know, like, one of the first Dig comments, which this, of course, was on Dig and tore shit up, and everyone had their stupid opinion.
Which is stupid.
No, a lot of people agreed, and I was really happy to see a lot of people say, like, oh, yeah, like, Quake did it for me, or Counter-Strike for me. It's like, that's what I wanted to see. Like, everyone else, what else, guys? But instead, it's, this list fucking stupid. This guy's a loser. He didn't have Counter-Strike. Well, I didn't play Counter-Strike, and no one in the office did either.
I did.
You didn't offer it to me as a suggestion.
No, bullshit. I read that guy's one thing, and I didn't have that at all. And I played, like, Counter-Strike is the closest I've been to real gaming addiction, to where I need help.
Yeah.
Like, where I was missing classes and not sleeping and losing girlfriends. Counter-Strike. I never once envisioned how I could throw a flashbang off a 7-Eleven. That never fucking happened.
Yeah, but that is kind of
lame. The point is, I'm just glad that that people were sharing
theirs. No, I think you had talked to all of us, and these were kind of the games that most people could agree. Okay, yeah, this had effect on our psyche long after we played the game. Yeah.
My favorite comment, I think, and there's hundreds of them, or like 800, so I didn't get through all of them, but my favorite is like, hi, I completely missed the point of life in that. Look, I love video games as much as the next guy, but to say, you know that phrase people use when something stays with you long after it's over, nothing fits that statement better than video games, which is what I said in the intro, that's a little extreme. I'm pretty sure the car accident I was in 18 months ago has stayed with me a little longer than Metal Gear Solid.
What an asshole.
Wow, okay.
I'm pretty positive even there are movies that have impacted me more than video games. Good for you? Like, that's your opinion, you're right.
Well, kid, here's what you're gonna enjoy. Brett Elston's car accident article going up next week. Top 7 real life car accidents, you're one
that
of them.
Happened to you. When I went through a soul-crushing moral dilemma 5 years ago, which you will not want to read about, it did affect me longer and changed
there
who I was. You're right! I did not change
top
my...
Top 7 personal crises you went through in the last year.
It's like, hi... I can't take life seriously because I was in a car accident a year
and
a half ago.
Oh my god. Remember that 1 month I was a chocoholic? That was the worst point of my life.
And I don't want to belittle what this guy probably went through in a car accident.
Seriously, his car accident was bullshit. It did, user. You're a fucking liar. Never got in a car accident. You probably got breast cancer, you fucking pussy.
Whoa, I've been in a car accident. They're not that bad.
The next one, number three in the list of top 7 games that affect your real life, Silent Hill. Michael agreed with this one. I kind of did in a different way. My thing was that, like, I got terrified of the idea of covering my eyes in any way that when I opened them or not even the dark, the transition back from the dark to the light. I wasn't scared of being in the dark. I was afraid to turn on the lights.
Oh, light after?
No, listen, man.
I was ready to listen, but I wanted to talk first.
I was ready to talk. I remember playing Silent Hill 2 and take a shower, and you're drying off your hair when you're done. Obviously, the towel has to cover your head at some point. I wouldn't do it because I was afraid that when I lifted the towel back up, I would be in crazy fucking flesh drippy wall town. And like, I literally wouldn't cover my face or eyes for about 2 weeks because I couldn't. I was just terrified that, like, even though I'm like, this won't happen, guys. In my head, it's not going to happen. And I still wouldn't do it.
Take the towel off.
That reminded me of when I was 4.
Hey, oh, I wasn't scared of the dark, asshole. I was scared.
The way to Wombat City or whatever the fuck Silent Hill takes place.
I don't know. Michael's was
possibly
like
Silent Hill.
Michael's was more like...
Yeah. Well, I started playing it and I was living alone in an apartment. I don't know if it was the way I had my TV set up or what, like the sound was just... It was like three-dimensional. Like when water was dripping, I could hear it behind me. That shit made me afraid to go to sleep at night because I'm just thinking, like, the fucking pyramid head's just going to lurch out of the shadows any minute. I'm going to hear some static from my alarm clock and then I'm just going to...
One thing you will not do is a word we can't say anymore. On the podcast. something that Pyramid Head loves to do.
That's true. It's sort of his favorite hobby.
He forcibly has his way with mannequins.
Oh, he muscle fucks. I thought about it yesterday. I don't think there's anything wrong with muscle fucks. We're not going to say that other word.
We're going to get it shut down. My God.
Okay. And also it affected real life in that, like, a while later I saw some guy commenting on a friend's blog. It's like, Silent Hill 2 is the worst game ever. Why can't I go into buildings like I can in Grand Theft Auto?
Oh,
like,
sure.
You're a fucking moron. And I made an enemy for life.
And that man that nobody liked.
That little man that nobody liked.
Grew up to be someone you've never heard of.
Yeah, that's
a great family.
All right. Number
but
two
did
on
you
the
get
top
to a car accident.
Number two. Well, that guy's gonna really hurt if we.
God, what a fucking asshole! Sorry, I hate that guy.
Fuck him.
Number two on the list. All Guitar right. Hero. Literally affects my vision because anytime you look at something scrolling for a long God. Time, look away, you get that like. Get it? Is that noise doing anything?
Changes. Oh, good chance to play the song. Thank
oh
you,
Brett. My God.
Brett's favorite song.
I fucking hate you for doing that.
No.
But the bigger one was I would drive home and picture notes in the street as if they were part of... I'd picture the street as a Guitar Hero track.
That picture was great. If you could, the article that was...
Yeah, that's a street near where I live. And it's like, I was like, ooh, potholes. Trying to hit all of them.
Wow.
Apparently somebody else, though, commented. He's like, wow, I thought I was the only one. So I'm like, sweet, somebody else. Like, I wasn't just being crazy. Because I didn't want this article to just come off as like, things that happened to me. Like, which is why I got the anecdotes from other people. And the fact that the dig comments are mostly positive. Like, mostly positive. There's always
people. They really are.
I wanted people to share other things like this rather than, fuck you, dirthead.
Dirthead.
I was.
Sounds like something you'd hear on like an edited for TV movie.
That's it.
Right. Forget you, dirthead.
Jay and Silent Bob will now be saying, "Forget you, dirthead." For the rest.
No, blast that.
Take that, goof face.
Shut up, you witch.
All right, number one. Obviously, I already said.
Oh ho. What do you want? Do you want drum roll or Warner Brothers?
Oh, drum roll. Just get it over with.
I'm going to do both.
I knew you would. Tetris. The shit where you close your eyes and it's still there. Any puzzle game does that. And I found that it's actually a term. It's called the Tetris effect.
Yeah, that was cool.
And something about it...
Tetris effect evolve visual manifestation?
It's visual... Yeah.
It does. I didn't see that.
No, it's something... Do you get it from playing puzzle game? Well, you did because you...
I didn't get it from... I had read about that before. I didn't get the visual.
No, yeah, it's something like... I mentioned this in the article, but also the fact that, like, amnesiacs who would play that can't form new declarative memories, which I take as can't remember shit, would play the game all afternoon, even though they don't remember playing the game, would have the visions of the Tetris blocks falling. So it's, like, deeper than just whatever the word I'm looking for is. I don't know my brain terms.
Short-term memory?
Not even that. I don't know. But just the fact that it's, like, it's a serious thing.
It's a systematical, paradigmal memory structure.
Whoa, nerdy!
It's paragonomous.
Also, the pertaining to Dig, we saw a wave of our old shit showing back up on Dig because people read so many people read this article that other stuff got dug. And while I'm very happy people were browsing the site and noticing, we post a lot of features every single day, and there's a lot to read. Yeah. Even if I didn't work at the site, I would check it every day. I honestly would, because after I get in my gaming news somewhere else, which you will, I would come here just to dick around and read some funny shit. Like, that's why I go to Crack. That's why I go to Something Awful. Of course, it's time wasting, but it's fun and it's entertaining. Like, but old shit keeps getting redug and re-complained about, which is hilarious to me. Like, a year and a half ago, the top 7 Nintendo mistakes. Fucking internet exploded at me specifically. That's the first article I wrote that I felt bad because people were so vile towards me specifically.
Because, and first of all, because you wrote that how long ago, and you kind of predicted, like, all right, the Wii seemed really fun for a second.
Yeah.
It's not going to be, and the rest of the world, the rest of the internet at least, had not taken that turn. Like, this is
still and that's why it was like, this is flame bait. They said the Wii is a mistake, and this is just for hits, bury, fail, whatever. And it's like, how much do you play your Wii? Because I don't.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
It's like, how many more press conferences do you need till you understand?
On that note, on a really depressing note, I have to tell you, Deca Sports. Just hit 700,000 units shipped.
Oh boy.
Deca Sports, one of the most successful Wii games. It got a Metacritic average of a 5. And a game site I've never heard of called Game Positive. A positive game site.
I wonder what that means.
Deca Sports comes off as a feeble attempt to compete with Wii Sports. Game Positive had something negative to say about Deca Sports.
Did Game Positive contract some kind of disease?
Oh no, you know what? That's from my next rap album. I'm Game Positive. I'm riddled with game, brother.
I wonder if that's what they mean. Game Positive. All right, next up is Michael wrote a feature this week.
Hold on. Break. We got a break.
We don't have to break, do we?
We do.
All right, here's a break, kids.
Oh, fuck.
Why does this game have the effect of reducing grown men back to moony adolescents?
Agent Scully says video games are for losers.
Mulder, what purpose does this game serve except to add to a culture of violence in a country that's already out of control?
Who says it adds to it?
You think that taking up weapons and creating gratuitous virtual mayhem has any redeeming value whatsoever? I mean, that the testosterone frenzy that it creates stops when the game does?
I mean, maybe the game provides an outlet for certain impulses. That it fills a void in our genetic makeup that the more civilizing effects of society fail to provide for.
Well, that must be why men feel the great need to blast the crap out of stuff.
And who can forget this stunning quote?
You have to admit, though, Scully, this is a pretty amazing piece of technology.
Yeah, wasted on a stupid game.
Stupid?
Dressing up like high-tech warriors to play a futuristic version of cowboys and Indians? What kind of moron gets his yayas out like that?
I want to believe.
Get back in. Booyah! Segment 2.
While
Brett was busy eating, but Michael and I were having a fascinating conversation about... what was it, Michael? Metal Gear Solid? Will it, won't it?
Yes. Whether it will or will not come to the 360.
Wither
the weather, yes.
And please sum up both sides for me.
Well.
Stop it, Tyler.
Oh, sorry.
Stop it, Tyler. Go play your PC, your fucking Half-Life mods.
Oh, boom. Ah, snip.
All right, so, there's been rumors for a long-ass time about, is Metal Gear Solid going to come to the 360? I don't think it will. I think it will. Personally, I think it is inevitable.
It will definitely come.
If Konami thinks there's money to be made there, it'll happen eventually. Whether it's a couple months from now or a year from now, I seriously doubt it will not happen. So anyway, the reasons I did an article that was arguing both sides of the issue. because there are some really good arguments on both sides. The first reason was that it won't is that Konami has said repeatedly that it won't. Every time these rumors pop up, somebody comes out and says, no, we don't have any plans
they
to do that.
Have refuted that with such a ferocity that it, almost like
it almost guarantees that it's coming out.
I almost believe them. Oh wait, they brought out a separate one for every other console with every Metal Gear game, didn't they?
No.
Yes.
Did they?
Yeah.
Yes, my they entire did. Point was just refuted, wasn't it?
Twin Snakes, Substance, Subsistence. All came to Xbox, GameCube.
Subsistence didn't.
It didn't?
No.
It did not come to Xbox.
No.
Somebody slapped me on the wrist. There you go.
Oh, I'm too sorry.
Sorry. Just the other one with a name that sounds exactly like that, dude.
I think that was the point. What was the name you came up with? Metal Gear?
Metal Gear Resistance, Consistence, Sublimation, Subtitle Goes Here.
Superstantial.
It'll probably be something with a sub, if I had to guess.
Metal Gear Sub Average.
Wow.
Damn. Resistance Harsh Tonight.
Yeah. I can't. It's a fine game. I just wanted to be mean. Oh, excuse me. Just wanted to interrupt.
Oh, good. I'm glad you did that.
That's all I wanted.
That's awesome. Anyway,
spoken like a gentleman.
Yes. Okay, but the biggest reason it probably won't come out is because Blu-ray, and because Kojima has said that Blu-ray wasn't enough for what he wanted to do. And Blu-ray features about 50 gigs of storage on a dual-layer disc, whereas a DVD has like 8.5. So you'd have to do a lot of disc swapping if this were ported to
DVD.
That
made me do it.
The thing is, with the installations that are before each chapter, it would actually translate pretty well into a swap disc now moment.
Was that a real screenshot? I haven't played my game yet that said, don't get tired while gaming?
It's avoid playing when you get tired. Yeah, you get to sit there for 3 minutes and watch Snake smoke cigarette, and it just flashes these random messages on screen.
You've spent some time with that game.
Mm-hmm.
What looks impossible to transfer on? How does that look like 50 gigs of data?
That's the only thing I can think of is the cutscenes, which are very long and completely interactive. That you can, they're on there.
It's kind of a game.
Yeah, they're on their cargo plane. You can take control of the Metal Gear Mark II, and you can just kind of wheel around and do whatever. You can explore the thing while they're talking. You can go up and stare at their asses.
Are they pre-rendered, or are they in-game cutscenes?
No, they're in-game.
So that's not really a movie file, then.
There's Half-Life 2, which had all that, and then two other episodes, and then Portal, and then Team Fortress. Right. I don't understand. Granted, Metal Gear Solid is prettier than that.
You know, I will allow for the possibility, totally, but it's just really uncompressed, and they... They're like, yeah, look, we can waste shit all over the place.
You know what I would love? Anybody listening, I have heard that dialogue actually takes up a lot of space on disc, which is the only thing I can imagine why last generation's Grand Theft Autos, they load kind of funny. Still, that was the only thing I hated about the dialogue. We played that Carl and Catalina thing last week on the podcast, which I had to edit together because it was so strange.
Most games can't do this dialogue interrupting each other. They just like...
Yeah, they can't interrupt
each other. Hey, man, where should we go?
I don't know, Brett.
Well, let me suggest a new play. People aren't interrupting each other. Kingdom Hearts is like the only game I know of that does it. And it sounds... Hey, that sounds like natural dialogue.
Yeah. It's packed with references to the PS3.
That's
it's
right.
Got a, it's got a ton of things in there. Those would be fairly easy to take out and replace with something else. I mean, they're small. They're scattered throughout the game.
In an argument to that, Twin Snakes had a bunch of GameCube-specific references that they put in.
That's true. They did.
Wow, I did something.
Yeah. Hey. Congratulations.
And Tyler and Brett weren't paying attention. God damn it.
Wasn't. I wasn't. I'll listen to it.
Listen to it in the podcast. I'll guarantee it's not edited out.
So, Sony needs exclusives right now. If Konami, even if the game has made a ton of money so far, it's sold close to a million copies, but even if right now Konami were to announce, hey, it did so well, we're porting it to 360, that would kind of jeopardize their relationship with Sony after Sony just spent a whole bunch of time kind of touting Metal Gear Solid 4 at their E3 press conferences. You know, this is one of our big successes this year.
I still see sub balls or whatever coming out next March.
A year after every Metal Gear Solid?
Yeah, it's always about a year after. So I would say that's a perfectly reasonable assumption. You know, aside from Metal Gear Solid 2, there hasn't been really a history of Metal Gear on the Xbox. So those who haven't played all the chapters in the series up to this point might be a little confused coming in at the end. Not that, you know, the game doesn't go into enough fucking exposition about everything that went on in the last three games. It's still potentially kind of mind-boggling for newcomers. And then we moved on to the reasons it will absolutely come out.
Which is what I'm behind. It definitely will. It will.
Which is, you know, the big one is money. That if it's doing very well, if Konami thinks that it will sell well on the 360, they will make a 360 version, period.
Damn it, I want to come back to that later. But yeah, keep going.
Yeah, you know, this may come as a surprise to some people, but companies are not in this to have loyalties in the console.
They're in this to make money.
Yeah. Next is Sony doesn't pay for exclusives, but Microsoft does. Somebody on Dig refuted this and called me an idiot. However, because apparently Sony did pay for when GTA was exclusive to the system, but Jack Tretton has recently gone on record saying, you know, he hasn't said specifically we don't pay for exclusives. But
I don't believe that at all. There's no way they ignore that. It's money on the table.
Yeah, probably they're going to start paying for exclusives.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Microsoft could very well make it worth their while. I, you know, heard one rumor at one point that Microsoft was going to handle development of the thing themselves.
Wow.
So, yeah, probably not, but you never know. Access to a bigger install base. The 360 has about 20 million users, whereas the PS3 has 14.4 million, which is, you know, might sound like a small difference when I say that's like 5.6 million people who own an Xbox, but not a PS3 or, you know. Assuming that the 14.4 all own both. But
plus, I don't see 5.6 million people buying Metal Gear Solid 4.
Yeah. You know, Konami doesn't have to break its promises. Like, if it comes out with Metal Gear Solid 4, whatever edition, in a year, then the original will still technically have been a PS3 exclusive. It will never have come to the 360. However, the Metal Gear Solid 4 Resistance subtitle, whatever, will have. So it's a technicality, but it's still a possible argument. And, of course, the biggest reason is that it's happened before. And it happened before with Metal Gear Solid 2 Substance, which was originally an Xbox exclusive, and apparently didn't sell very well because there wasn't a Metal Gear Solid 3 Subsistence for Xbox, but there you go.
I was wrong. I said it already. It's going to be money, because this week they reported how much money they made off of the first quarter sales on Metal Gear Solid or something like that. The sales in the second quarter or something like that. It was phenomenal. It was astounding.
6 trillion national deficits.
Something like that. I think it was 1 gigafuck ton of money. and then what's their tentpole after that?
Their tentpole?
Rock Revolution.
Yes. Seamless
once
segue.
Once that sells.
That was a hell of a segue, I gotta say. Good job.
Rock Revolution. Well, whatever. Which, they made us endure a Ramones song at the press conference twice.
I know. Rock Revolution already has an uphill. I know, like, most people, the vast majority of people who would or would not be interested in this game have not been to the two press conferences that we've had to see where this game has been displayed, but both have been fairly embarrassing. I think you can actually find video of the most recent one with the girl who played in an actual band, then goes and fails the same song on the game, and then abruptly ends the entire press conference looking like it seemed to me like she was about to cry. She fails the song, and then comes over, and that concludes Konami's press conference for E3. Bye.
It's on the internet so much, by the way. Looking over to try and find the song, it's so on the internet. And, ma'am, I think she's adorable. She played the guitar for real.
Yeah, she did it for real.
I think she's a cutie patootie. But, yes, you did pretty bad when you were playing fake guitar. I can't believe she jumped from fake guitar after the same song playing it in real guitar and did so poorly. In a game that's, you're supposed to be promoting.
Yeah.
But I love you.
But, the track list came out. And I think there's some contention here that on top of the fact I don't want another pair of plastic drums in my living room because I have no room for them.
No room.
Which we've said, I think, 8,000 times in the podcast already. These songs are shitty.
They're not shitty. They're not bad songs, but they've been on everything else.
Well, like Detroit Rock City, Highway Star, Joker and the Thief, we're not going to take it.
What
like,
about Holy Wars, The Punishment by Megadeth? The Punishment excuse me, Eric's going to kick my ass.
Blitzkrieg Bop, Run to the Hills, like...
It's like we've played all these fucking songs. There are other songs by these bands.
And then the songs like shit like Skater Boy.
Woo! I've played Rock Revolution once. The song I played was Highway Star, which is the fucking theme song of Rock Band.
Yeah.
And other than being kind of boring to look at, it was okay. But
well, I like how Skater is spelled with an 8.
Oh. That is really cool. I should have to start doing that. I hope I can get away with
it. Chris 8 Tista.
I don't know. Well, they're very shallow, safe
safe. They're pappy.
They're very safe.
They're rock pap.
I like that White Room is in there by Cream. I like that song.
What the fuck is that, the one you like? I didn't expect to hear that. Brett Elston, Somebody Told Me by The Killers is in
this. I do like The Killers, man.
Oh, boy.
I want Hot Fuss on fucking Rock Band shit.
Tomorrow.
So tonight.
Tonight.
I can't wait. It's not going to happen ever because nobody likes The Killers. They're not one of the most popular bands out right now.
No.
Musical taste aside, it just seems like it would
be fine. Yeah, I'll put a link up. I'll put a link up to it, but like it's a lot of Run to the Hills, Iron Maiden, We Won't Get Fooled Again by The Who, played that.
Oh, Fooled Again.
Chop Suey, System of a Down, played that. All the Small Things, Blink 182. I think it was done at Donkey Konga. That is the definitive version.
I love how
I think the bottom line here is if Konami wants to convince people that we need a third Rock Band style game and that we damn it, I lost my train of thought. Now, go ahead.
I think it's fine. Please, I love more music games. No more peripherals.
Yeah.
Is there a guitar peripheral for this game?
No.
I played it on a Rock Band guitar. Guitar
stage,
Hero.
On stage, she played it with a Guitar Hero Les Paul.
I want to know how the Who got fooled again. To be a...
Elston.
Somebody with money under their noses.
I was waiting for a key sound. I'm going to send that sound to hell.
No, you can't.
Fucking great chasm in the earth will open up. All the Muppets are going to fall in it, screaming for death.
And an even more forced segue that I'll go into. And this is a serious question. Gaming exclusive.
Well, it is segued because Rock Revolution
Rock Band
will go up against Rock Band 2, which...
They've always been really quiet about that, though. It's like, it's kind of... Is it a 360 exclusive or not? Wow! And Sony didn't mention it during the press conference, which I know they were butthurt by Final Fantasy 13. They didn't mention that either. Look on the bright side. You have a Final Fantasy game coming to your system. It's going to look the prettiest. You want to mention that? No. But hold on, Ty. Hold on.
Tyler's about to walk out and go smoke.
Tyler's going to go pee. We'll walk out in a second. Rock Band 2, exclusive to 360, but for how long?
30 days,
which kind of makes sense in terms. I know what they're going for because movies make most of their money in the theater in the first month. Hold the fuck on, Tyler.
It comes out in September and it's exclusive to October.
Yeah, whatever. Michael, the time of the exclusive is fuck gone. Unless you buy the studio, unless you have a second party. Why are you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
Because I don't understand what you're saying.
You had mentioned it in the Metal Gear Solid article. The day of the exclusive is over.
I didn't mention that in the article.
You did too. You said something.
I mentioned Tyler's article that was exclusives. What are they good for? Absolutely nothing. I didn't say
like
the day
that
of
song.
The exclusive.
You guys know that song?
Third party exclusives. You didn't mention anything about third party exclusives being over.
I did mention. I know what I mentioned was that Metal Gear Solid 4 is looking like the last big third party exclusive. Which dig users? Third party is the key word here. I know Little Big Planet is on the way. I know God of 3, Killzone 2, Mag, all that shit. However, that's being published by Sony.
Yeah, it's old school.
September 14th, allegedly, for Rock Band 2 360, October 19th for PS3, and apparently the second release, the one the 360 is getting, from what I've read, is not instruments. It's just the disc and the game, and that's what's exclusive for a month. The actual new instruments, the new better guitar, silence drum pad, that shit all ships simultaneously in October. But 360 gets a month lead on just the game. It is kind of interesting. I apologize if someone was waiting for.
Well, we're going to go to break. When we come back, we got... Oh, my God. Tyler is going to regale us about an article he over-researched.
I'm
going to
regale you about 5 books I looked at in the library.
Way over-researched for this site.
And we'll also...
God damn it, Tyler. Don't you know you're just supposed to write a bunch of shit you just came up with off the top of your head?
Yes, if you can cite anything more
than
Wikipedia, you've done too much.
I'm sorry.
We will also announce the winners of the Soul Calibur 4 characters.
Yeah!
God, Jesus!
Oh, God!
Fuck!
God! Why? We're going to break.
Here we go. Check and turn the signals to the right. Check and turn the signals to the right. Now turn to the right. Now turn to the right.
Oh, we know Talk Radar's awesome.
Why does everyone hate Battle Network? Because I do.
Saints Row 2 lets you totally shoot piss out of a car.
If you're listening and you were born in 1997, that is bad and we hate you.
And to top off, Michael Cinnamon.
But we try not to get a big head about it.
I am the third revelation! I am the third revelation!
But we need your help to spread the word and keep the Carnival of Filth alive and on the air.
Would you kind?
Do your friends at TDAR a huge favor and tell your friends about the show. Review us on iTunes.
That was totally wicked!
Hit us up on Dig. And hell, just keep listening.
God clean, wholesome fun.
I don't know. They paid me to do this.
Prepare for trouble and make that double.
I put the smack down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. I put the smack
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. I put the smash
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. I put the smack
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. I be the greatest master you ever seen. Put the smack down with my Pokemon, I mean. You choose you, I choose me. Now let's see who the winner gon' be. You bring out Squirt, now that's a start. I bring out Pikachu, known to give you a spark. Now who's next? I break out the Pokédex. Let loose my champ and watch him flex. Hit punch hand with the special punch. Put all others out to lunch. Hit my lead, skill so quick. Knock him out with the high jump kick. I put the smack
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon combat. I put the smack
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon combat. I put the smack
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon combat. I put the smack
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon combat. Round two, what you gon' do? My second Pokemon, have you scared to choose? Abracadabra, Alakazam. This ain't no magic trick, you better scram. Gengar with his dark mind. Meditate with Jinx and mine. Fire Pokemon now, that's the worst. Charizard's fire spin, it really hurts. Flamethrower, like by many. If you grasp Pokemon, ain't like by any. Venusaur, Solar Beam, Beedrill's poison sting. Pinsir's Guillotine, get thrashed by Nidoking. I put the smash
prepare
down with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. Put the smack
prepare
down
for trouble
with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. I put the smack
prepare
down
for trouble
with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. I put the smack
prepare
down
for trouble
with my Pokemon
and make that
Pokemon
double.
Combat. Pikachu,
I choose you.
Raichu,
I choose you.
Squirtle,
I choose you.
War Turtle,
I choose you.
Mew,
I choose you.
Mewtwo,
I choose you.
Dewgong,
I choose you.
Vaporeon,
I choose you.
Goldeen,
I choose you.
Seeking,
I choose you.
Bulbasaur,
I choose you.
Ivysaur,
I choose you.
Venusaur,
I choose you.
Charizard,
I choose you.
Jigglypuff,
I choose you.
Wigglytuff,
I choose you.
Dratini,
I choose you.
And Clefairy,
I choose you.
Pidgey,
I choose you.
Pidgeot,
I choose you.
Porygon, I choose you.
Kangaskhan,
I choose you. Blastoise,
I choose you.
Gyarados,
I choose you.
Psyduck,
I choose you.
Golduck,
I choose you.
Weedle,
I choose you.
Beedrill,
I choose you.
Nidoking,
I choose you.
Nidoqueen.
Transcending history and the world, a tale of soul and swords, eternally retold.
Welcome back to Talk Arena!
Was that bad? Or something?
It was borderline until the gong. Jesus Christ.
Oh! Before we get on, We got to announce the winners of the SoulCal 4 contest.
Yes, we had a very bountiful thread.
You guys were awesome.
Very productive. Like a cough.
No, but yeah, tons of great entries. A lot of people signed up for the forms just to submit, and I hope they stick around and continue posting in our forum.
Definitely.
But a lot of good stuff. We're gonna put up. There's an article that should be up now about it. That have all the best entries. I'm happy for everyone who entered. Like, thanks a lot for submitting and taking the time to do it. The article on the site will show what we consider to be among the best. Mm-hmm. If it's not, if yours didn't make it, call it time constraints, because we only have so many man hours in the day to physically recreate your characters and put blah, blah, blah. The winner of the 360 arcade controller, we were giving away arcade sticks for 360 and PS3. The winner is, surely you have a drum roll ready. You always have it ready. Ajax28 for his...
Oh, my God, what an upset.
For his many entries, but prime among them for me, Galactus. Holy crap.
Amazing Galactus.
Holy crap.
Fantastic.
I'm going to make that when I go home, actually. Kudos, yeah. And big goofy hats off to you. He also made Slave Leia and He-Man, among other things.
He-Man was nummy, too.
He-Man was good. It was all of them good. As for the PS3, which had substantially fewer entries, because nobody plays PS3.
Don't you people like Darth Vader? What the hell is wrong with you?
I play PS3, just saying. The winner for PS3, Gray is okay.
Oh, sorry. Wrong button.
Arcade controller. For many, you have a critical stop, I think, going on in your browser. Hey, Packard Bell jokes.
Wow, Elson gets one now.
Again, as someone who submitted a lot of stuff, and it wasn't that people submitted a lot of entries. It was just that not only were they bountiful, but they were quality. Sailor Moon, Wonder Woman, Harley Quinn. Maybe because they're all girls, I just realized this. But Hey, that's Link running through water.
I only have to tell the bosses that. It's just me jerking off to the microphone, as far as everyone else is concerned.
It's Link jerking off to the microphone, clearly.
Yeah, Nintendo loves that. And so that's who wins the arcade sticks. If you entered the contest and then didn't bother to say which controller you were competing for, that's why you lost.
Assholes.
Yeah. Thanks for posting.
Follow the rules. No, I'm just kidding.
No, but you guys will get your stick and your shirt, and I'll have you know that Gray is okay. You're getting my PS3 stick, just so you know.
And the other guy's getting my 360 stick.
So that's that.
I want to get into Tyler's crap, but one of the strangely cool things I read this week was that Gears of War 2 is self-censoring itself.
How's that?
Well, where you can, parents had the option to take out the swearing and remove the blood in the game, in Gears of War 2. And what do you think they replaced the blood with?
Rainbows?
Michael?
Green blood?
Green blood? Tyler? All of you know.
Buster shards?
The answer was...
Mario.
Sparks. It is sparks. They are going to replace the blood with sparks. Granted, I really am worried about having an experience like that ruined for a young child, because I really think the blood and the swearing is fucking important. If you're playing a game with people against all odds, their lives on the line, they could probably say a poopy word.
Eh? Well, if it's still like dudes cutting apart each other with chainsaws, does it really matter if there's blood or sparks?
Maybe it's a tickle beam. Maybe they have a tickle beam now.
Maybe it gives them a gentle vibration, and they go, "Ooh, sorry, oh God, I better lay down."
Made me so nauseous.
You've convinced me of the error of my ways. Somebody. Take me in, Officer Marcus.
Well, that and and I know we talk about Rock Band a lot, but one of the things that really pisses me off is I know it has to be teen rated, but I really hate it when you remove swear words from my fucking music.
Yeah.
And it's hey, Gears of War is doing it. Like, even replacing the graphics. Maybe there's a setting that you can leave in to have the Rock Band songs intact.
Well, why not just fucking cares? PG-13 movies can drop F-bombs.
I think they can drop an F-bomb.
The song I'm playing right now is the Guitar Hero version of Rage Against the Machine's Killing in the Name Of. Do you remember how... First of all, it's an awful cover.
You won't do it, you tell me! You won't do it, you tell me!
No! The chorus is fucked! Don't use this song! But whatever. What are games, Tyler? This is a really bad segue.
Italian?
Assemblages of light and motion.
strung together for the entertainment of
Wizzle Squeaks. I'll allow it. I don't have an allow button, so yes. Michael was right.
Thank God. I was finally right about something.
Tyler had a really cool article go up about virtual reality this week.
Sure did.
I did.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I wrote that.
And if you could describe the article a little bit.
It was just about me being really pissed off that as a youngster growing up, we were kind of promised all kinds of delicious virtual fun, and it never really happened except for the Virtual Boy.
Fuck that. That's name only.
Yeah,
that was a TV you put on your eyeballs. There's every week there's a PC peripheral that you wear in your stupid face.
As a Virtual Boy owner, I still think Wii Music is worse.
Yeah, Wii Music is worse than the Virtual Boy.
Yeah, Telebox is okay.
But there was a lot of shitty arcade VR machines that really, really sucked, and you had to pay like $10 to get into them.
Or went to
toe wrap you in.
It just had a cash receiver.
Yeah.
The bother exchange.
They had a handler who would hold your arm and put you into the VR machine that totally sucked.
Yes.
And then I was talking to Brett earlier about how there was literally this kind of a point I can remember when I finally realized as a kid, virtual reality's not happening.
Promised us.
I thought it was. They told us. I watched Lawnmower Man. I thought for sure. I thought when I was a kid that I would be in a holodeck by now.
Yeah, I was going to have to fend off a retarded neighbor for my game console. And fine, no one likes my Lawnmower Man reference. Fine, I'll give my.
Stephen,
but no one else. I know we all enjoy our current games, but we aren't pissed about. They never delivered on virtual reality.
They never did it right. They tried. But, the technology isn't really there for something that's convincing and affordable.
Convincing and affordable. And that's what I was arguing with you about. Because you think 10 years?
10 years, I think someone's... And I have a lot of reasons to back that. I think in 10 years, someone is going to come out with a virtual reality-based home console.
Why 10 years specifically?
Just because it's an even number and it works well in an article and I can,
Also, I love...
What do you want from me?
I said that's two console cycles, and assuming the Wii learns its lesson, and I don't think it will, we're going to see one more crappy, affordable... Fuck it. I'll mortgage my house. Have sex with virtual robot.
Kazurai would thank you for that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ken Kutaragi would thank him for that.
They both would. They both would. Shit.
Even if it's not made by Sony, they would.
I like the quote about this virtual reality. The term was coined by dreadlock theorist Jaron Lanier. Lanyadwa? His quote in our article, The Unfulfilled Promises of Virtual Reality. His quote in a 1988 interview is fucking... I love it. It's just like, this is what life's gonna be like, man. With a saxophone, you'll be able to play cities and dancing lights. You'll be able to play the herding of a buffalo's planes made of crystal. And you'll be able to play your own body and change yourself as you play the saxophone. You could become a comet in the sky and then gradually unfold into a spider that's bigger than the whole planet. It looks dead like this.
Jaron Lanier, clearly not a fan of psychedelic rocks.
I can't even finish.
Yeah, but that's what I thought when I was a kid.
Let's make fun of the 60s.
That's
because
you read it
you
like movie McBuck
you
stick.
Thought I could be a comet and turn into a spider? Yeah, oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yes, I did when I was a kid.
You never read Comet Spider number one.
No, when I was a kid, I thought I was going to plug my brain into some crazy shit, and then, I would use my mind to turn into whatever I wanted, and it would be a fucking crazy.
Because, honestly, as mentioned in the article, the holodeck from Star Trek The Next Generation, honestly, Next Gen is my favorite show of all time. I don't care how big a geek that makes
keep
me.
Keep this short.
No, that's it. Who would not use the holodeck for fucking?
I just want to know.
That's what it's for.
It's what it is. All they want to do.
Because
Data doesn't need to fuck. He doesn't experience human hormones.
He's fully functional. He fucked Hashiyar.
Okay.
All they want to do in the holodeck is recreate motherfucking Sherlock Holmes stories. When they would just be having orgies all the time. No one would fly into space. They would just hang out in holodecks.
That's why Star Trek's better. Because we've evolved past petty blah 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 blah.
No, they would still have orgies.
Besides, according to something awful...
They would still have the orgies, but they would do it on their own time.
According to something awful, something of an authority on the subject, Riker only uses the holodeck to take a dump.
But what I want to know about the holodeck is how the hell do they keep from running into the walls all the time?
Because it scrolls when you move, it can tell you're moving. And
yeah,
it scrolls.
Oh, so the room actually physically scrolls.
Yeah.
Okay. What about when there's, like, more than one person?
Yeah, what about when the fucking Borg's in there? First
a contact? Wizard did it!
Jesus Christ. Moving on, virtual
basically,
reality.
Basically, Q did it. So, virtual reality. So, I insist in this article, and because it's convenient, that within 10 years, we will have a virtual reality console, and I have reasons, because usually when you have an argument, you need reasons to back it up.
I agree.
And my reason.
You're a professional at finding reasons.
I'm good at finding reasons. One is that right now the hype is all about casual gaming, and for every boo, so for every
thanks
movement,
for hijacking my hobby, Grandma.
For every movement, there's always a backlash of some sort, and what better than virtual reality? It's cyberpunk. It's hardcore, as hardcore as you can get. It's what all of the hard sci-fi
actually,
guys
is
love.
It almost retro chic.
It is retro chic. It's the perfect backlash. Secondly, the technology is becoming cheaper. They have, as I discussed in the article, neuro headsets that read your fucking
right.
thought.
One of our editors actually used one.
And stereoscopic, motion sensing displays.
Keep it simple.
Shit you put on your head that makes okay. you see shit in 3D, it's going down in price. It's still too expensive.
Yo, my friend got like this stereophonic pot.
But I mean, Nintendo is either intentionally or inadvertently sort of pushing for. I mean, they've developed. But they've cheapened motion control.
What they've done is they've put a lot of development into flash games. Internet browser flash games that you can play the magic dagger of a pedophile.
Yeah, but with every Wiimote they produce, they make motion control cheaper and easier to integrate into a headset. And so, you know, I think...
They are giving that peripheral away with every flash game.
What?
Nintendo, they're giving away free motion control with flash game. You know what? I should have constructed that. What? Just give me the filthiest look.
You made that joke, right? I just... The virtual reality games that did come out, like, I remember playing Dactyl Nightmare in Branson, Missouri. Anyone? What? Branson, Missouri?
I did that in Chicago.
Wow,
a
really?
A real city.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
I believe that's Douchebags Vegas.
I have been to... Anyway.
It's like where Damla holds
Hillbilly
convention.
Vegas.
Hillbilly Vegas.
Sir, I'm from there. You should have...
I'm from Branson, Missouri.
No, I'm from the area. I'm from Southern Illinois.
What the hell? That makes me from fucking South Carolina.
It's fucking... I can drive there in less than an afternoon.
Is afternoon a measure of time now?
What does that say about Europeans?
You could also drive to Chicago in less than an afternoon.
I'm sorry their countries are the size of my backyard. I'm really sorry. They thought the world was this big and they had to draw the lines very conservative. And we're like, fuck it.
We're going to speak a different language over here.
How much space you want? Anyway, the game I played was Dactyl Nightmare, and virtual reality games make everyone look like a fucking noob.
Yeah, they make everybody look like Captain
I was Duke. Like top of my game, 15-year-old, like, oh man, what game you want to play? I'll kick your ass at it. Any game on the... Oh, Dactyl, let's do this, man. Hey, how do I look? I'm looking at the floor, and the next thing I'm being lifted up by a pterodactyl, and I'm dead. $4, please.
Oh, you were that guy.
I was that guy. And it's like, wow, I could play Street Fighter for a quarter or shitty triangle game for $4 a pop.
It still can't,
but everybody looks like Freddy Krueger. It's great.
Why is a kid wearing a subwoofer on his face?
I don't get it.
Fuck everybody.
I think we're just laughing now.
All right, so one of your other reasons you had is the augmented reality today. So where are we at?
Oh, augmented.
Well, we were talking about that because virtual reality did kind of come into our lives in the form... The internet was supposed to be like virtual reality, but they brought it in the simplest mechanisms they could. What are people using for data processing? Mouse and keyboard. That's
right,
how
we
do it.
The visionaries of cyberspace who were all in love with Gibson and Neuromancer thought by now we'd be floating through Google and shit. And it turns out, hey, people actually want the simplest way to do things, which is by typing shit in.
They wanted to introduce this to people in the simplest way possible. Meaning,
yeah, but like the point is, why float through cyberspace to try to find information when you can type it in and get it in 5 seconds from Wikipedia? Why have to physically float through Wikipedia? It's ridiculous, but...
Because that's more appealing to hippies, Tyler.
But we were talking about that outside.
Because, when they make a virtual fake thing you can fuck, that's when it will happen.
Do you know, like, why haven't they...
Like, male or female, doesn't matter. That's when it will... That's
virtual
when the...
fake thing that you can fuck.
Yes.
They already made it. That. It's called a watermelon. Stick it in the oven.
Those are pretty fake.
It feels just like a fucking human.
You sound like you know this.
I do. I'll fuck a watermelon right now.
Actually, a sock'em bopper. You know those.
I know what you're talking about. You put them on your hands or dick.
Yeah. If you were, I'm just saying, if you were to insert some kind of lubricant.
That's such a big hole, though. You must have a cock like a Foster's pan.
Friction on a pickle jar, I think is what they said.
A cock like a pickle jar.
Okay.
The reason I brought up shit like cyberspace and augmented reality is that, you know, it all plays into it. Like, right, augmented reality is overlaying virtual things on reality, which requires you to wear a huge...
That was the reality guitar.
Yeah, so you have to wear a huge-ass fucking backpack with a computer in it and a giant headset, and you look like an idiot. But when it's smaller and it's cheaper, then it'll I'll definitely have that. I'll definitely put on glasses that make whatever room I'm in look like a 1950s bar.
We really have to manipulate parts of our brain to feel like we're flying, even though we're just sitting in an IKEA chair.
No.
Well said.
No, because I'm assuming you are using some kind of neural headset that, you know...
have to trick your brain into thinking you're moving, though.
Yeah. Like, I want to fucking float. If I'm not going to be... If I'm going to forego the efficiency of typing, I better be floating. I better be hovering like a muffa.
Well, then maybe you
I
should...
agree.
Get into some new wave meditation bullshit or something.
All right. Well, we're going to have to end this segment. Thoughts? Words?
Hey, virtual reality is cool, and I'm pissed that it doesn't exist. So that's,
yeah.
That's
no, I do mourn the, like, not the loss, but the fucking wait for virtual reality is... It didn't bug me until you brought it up, and the sense you did. So check out Tyler's article. It's super nummy. Hey, anybody want to see some stuff real quick?
Stuff for next week.
Next week. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
It's reality show clip time. James Ritter.
I don't know what that is. Quickly, seriously.
I'm working on several different things. I'll be playing Bionic. What the fuck, man? I'll be going to Capcom to play Bionic Commando multiplayer, and then I'm also playing a lot of Wario Land Shake It at the moment for Wii.
Yeah, which is cool.
As much shit as I gave Nintendo before, and all of us have in this room, Tyler.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Wario Land Shake It is really cool, and I'm working on a specific feature just to kind of sing its praises. It's a really cool game.
You're just saying that.
Yeah.
No, it looks like a great fucking platformer. Almost.
Yeah, it's
a flight advance using the Wii Remote, which I thought Nintendo had given up on.
Yeah. Good stuff. Michael?
I will be playing Mercenaries 2 this Friday, and you can expect to see something on it next week. By the time this goes up, I'll have also done a 10 industry-shattering stolen exclusive, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, it's too bad we couldn't have talked about it at more length, because I'm sure there's plenty of fodder to discuss.
Oh, we can talk about it next.
Sure, we will. Just like we talked about Shane's article, 30 Most Inflammatory Industry Books.
We did talk about it. We'll publish that later.
We just never published it. Just so you know, there are...
There's lost segments.
There's lost segments.
The Edcast.
I would also like...
You know what? Fuck that. Tell us if you really... Do you want more podcasts? Do you want it twice a week? Do you want it over an hour? Let us know.
Yeah, let us know.
Let us know. Just a tiny little line when we put up 13 in the forums. Okay,
let us know in the forums. And also, again, I saw last week we asked people to go comment on iTunes and give us some feedback. Got more comments. We got more stuff. Did really well. Thank you for the positive comment.
Thanks a lot.
Here's everyone who wrote something good, we fucking read it.
Oh, so. And for the record, yeah, if you're going to review something on iTunes, don't put in the review that Chris told you to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a lesson you'll learn somewhere in high school, I think. Like, don't tell him I told you to do this. But.
Kind of. It makes it less legitimate somehow. Tyler, what do you have going on next?
I am playing Flash games all week. Oh, no, I'm working on some articles. That aren't going up next week at all, so you can expect... All
right.
It's as if I'm on vacation, really.
I've got Nintendo shit, and this is my favorite tease I've got going on next week.
You'll be taking a dump.
It's not funny. That is exactly what I'm doing next.
That is an honest tease. It's not just him spamming the fart button.
No, that is a tease. I want to know more now about this epic bowel movement you're going to have.
Well, if I spread a little bit. No, okay. All right, we're getting out of here. Podcast is running long. All right, everybody. We'll see you next week.
We're real journalists.